Bonjour. May I please have another Crown and Coke?
Merci.
Thank you. Merde, je m'excuse. I'm so sorry. I didn't see you standing there. No. It's my fault. I'm so sorry. I spilled your drink all over you. Please let me buy you another. It would be my pleasure, and the least I could do. What are you having? Oh, Crown and Coke, same as me. Please, another for the gentleman. It's my first night in the city, and I'm a little jet-lagged, but I wanted to treat myself to a drink. I certainly didn't mean to give you a shower. Thank you so much for being so understanding about it. Oh, it's your first night here too. What are the odds? Are you here alone or with a group? Ah, here's your drink. Once again, I'm so sorry for this spill. Would you... No, never mind. Well, I was going to ask if perhaps you wanted to sit together, but if you're here with someone... Oh, all right. Then, shall we? So, you're touring Canada as well? Are you from America? Ah, I've always wanted to visit Canada, so this year I finally decided to treat myself. I'm starting from here, in BC, and working my way across the country to Newfoundland. It was a 13-hour flight, but I was too excited to sleep. I figured a short night on the town, a quick drink, and then I could relax enough to sleep and be ready for tomorrow. How about you? Have you been here before? Do you have any wild plans for your trip? I have the same plans as most tourists. See the sights, take pictures by the famous landmarks, have a whirlwind romance I can tell my grandchildren about. Oh, yes. Isn't that one of the best parts of traveling, where no one knows you and there are no repercussions? You can have random hookups, and there's no one there to tell you it's wrong. And then, when you go back to your boring real life, you have the debauchery of your tourism adventure to keep you hot at night. The look on your face is priceless. I'm a modern, sexually liberated woman in an unfamiliar country. Why wouldn't I use this as an opportunity to do all the things I wouldn't dare to do at home? Exactly. Stepping out of my comfort zone. How about you? You're a young, attractive man traveling a new country. Do you have any whirlwind romance plans? Oh, really? Your face is a little flushed. Are you certain it's just the alcohol? Or maybe it's the idea of hooking up with a sexy stranger you met in a bar that's got you shifting in your seat like that? It's nothing to be embarrassed about. I wore a low-cut top on purpose. I thought maybe I could blow off some steam if the right person came along. Would you be interested in being that right person? Have you ever hooked up with a girl you just met in the bathroom of a bar? How about this? I'll go to the ladies' room. You wait a few minutes, then follow me in, if you're interested in having some fun. If you don't, then you don't come in. Your choice, no hard feelings. I hope to see you in a few minutes.